Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Hey, welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Brad Young sitting in today. And Ryan, there was something that happened to you today that may be the greatest event in your life,
yeah,
except for your birth.
Yeah, and I can sum this up really quickly, but I was driving past a new KFC that was opening downtown here, which I'm amazed at, first of all, because I can't believe businesses are opening in downtown St. Louis right now. And one that serves me food is the best. So when I saw that there's a KFC now on Tucker, I was very excited. We've been talking about the fact that we have more lunch options now.
Good.
And there was a banner up that said, free chicken for a year to the first 50 customers. And I thought, well, there's only about 15 to 20 people standing in that line.
Sure.
Because there's some people that had camped to
really
get this. Just like Chick-fil-A does. I guess that's why KFC's doing it, because Chick-fil-A's always done it.
Oh, yeah. I know somebody that won that Chick-fil-A thing. So
it's hard to get those.
It's hard.
And this one, I didn't see. I mean, we're right next door, and we didn't see any really like big news about this or anything. Mm-hmm. It was just something I guess they do when they open a store now. So I walked over there and got in line and was number 43.
Oh,
they gave
wow.
me my free food for a year card, and I left. And that's all
How
I had to do.
Cool
I walked up, got it, and left.
So you get free food. It's once a week, right?
Once a week for a whole year.
For a year.
Can you believe that? It's the greatest thing that's ever happened to me.
Oh, that is fabulous.
The birth of my children was awesome. This is better.
Well, this is better than the birth of your children. Okay,
yeah.
We want to flag the tape on that one because that's going to go into the archives. You know what else is going to go into the archives?
What?
Which is the price of gasoline these days. So with that, we wanted to reach out and talk to Adam Schuster. He's a senior director of budget and tax research at the Illinois Policy Institute. Hey, Adam, welcome to 97.1 FM Talk.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's our pleasure. But what's not our pleasure is filling up at the pump. Now, how much are gas prices up compared to last year?
So they're up about $1.30 in Illinois, and nationwide, the average increase is about 50% year over year, which puts us at a
wow.
7-year high for gas prices.
Well, and in Illinois, tell us about the tax situation, because obviously we all know that when we go to the pump and we're paying whatever the price is, that's not all just for the price of the gasoline. We're also paying taxes, but some of us pay more taxes than others. So for most folks listening, they're either in Missouri or in Illinois. How much more mm-hmm. is the gas tax in Illinois compared to the gas tax in Missouri?
So Illinois actually used to have relatively low gas taxes until Governor Pritzker doubled it. We were about 10th highest in the nation before, and now we're up to the second highest. In the nation, relative
second
to Missouri.
Highest, just before we get to the Missouri, I'm sorry,
you
just said something striking, and I don't want to run past it. So Illinois
sure.
has the second highest gas tax in the country.
Exactly. So, you know, we already had the second highest property taxes in the nation before Governor Pritzker was elected. And one of his achievements will have been to give us the second highest gas tax prices as well.
That is unbelievable. So now compare that to Missouri. You started before I rudely interrupted you. How does that compare to Missouri?
So the overall, you know, the average price at the pump in Missouri right now is about $2.75 a gallon, and it's about $3.31 a gallon in Illinois. So the gas prices in Illinois are significantly higher, about 30 cents higher than every neighboring state. And a huge chunk of that is because our gas taxes are so much higher.
Yeah, I think I read at one point that the gas taxes in Missouri, or rather the gas tax in Illinois, is 50 cents per gallon higher than what we have in Missouri. And Missouri has just raised the gas tax, and it's still 50 cents higher in Illinois.
That's right. And, you know, the real question, too, is what are we getting for this? And Illinois has, you know, not better infrastructure than these neighboring states. In fact, if you look at studies of infrastructure and gas taxes, there's no correlation or almost a reverse correlation between how high you tax people at the pump and the quality of your infrastructure, the ratings of your roads and bridges, according to engineers, and, you know, the quality of them. So, you know, in Illinois, we saw that gas tax double a couple years ago under Governor Pritzker, and then about $1.4 billion of the $45 billion infrastructure plan went to just complete waste and pork barrel projects. We're talking about, you know, politically picked projects like Rahm Emanuel had this pet project in Chicago to rehab this privately owned theater, or we're talking about snowmobile paths and dog parks and all these other things. So, you know, you're not paying more in getting better roads and bridges from it. You're paying more so that politicians can give out goodies that make it easier for them to get elected.
Adam Schuster is Senior Director of Budget and Tax Research at Illinois Policy Institute. Adam, I'm so glad you brought that up, because that was my next question, is what exactly, you know, we live right here on the border between Missouri and Illinois. I was just having a conversation with somebody this weekend. It was more in regards to property taxes than it was to gas, but it's the same thing. What exactly am I getting as an Illinois resident that Missouri resident isn't getting because I'm paying such higher taxes? I can't find what that is in Southern Illinois.
I certainly can't either. And in fact, I just drove this weekend through Missouri from Illinois on my way to visit my fiance's parents for Thanksgiving. And I'll tell you, the roads in Missouri are just as nice, if not nicer, than the roads in Illinois. And it's not just the fact that they've doubled the gas tax, but they've also put in place what they call inflation indexing, which really just means that the gas tax is going to continue to go up every July 1st by about a penny a year without politicians even having to vote on it. And what that means is if they can get more of your money with no accountability, with no ability to fire them at the ballot box, then they have no incentive to look for other means to fund infrastructure or to look for ways to be more efficient with what they already have.
Yeah, Adam, I think I know the answer to this question, but that increase every July, is that forever? Like, nobody will ever have to vote on that, and it always is going to go up without anybody ever addressing it?
Exactly. Perpetual tax hikes forever.
Perpetual
no accountability.
Tax increases.
Great. But none of our elected officials that we're voting for right now, they voted for it because it was passed back when it was other people. So they're all fine.
Well, and that's exactly what they want that. They want that, deniability, so they can say, well, I didn't vote to raise your gas tax. We just got more of your money because of this automatic provision in the law. But, you know, it's a cop-out. And if people, you know, don't support essentially taxation without representation, then those lawmakers ought to support repealing that automatic provision, if not, you know, reversing the increases that have already gone through.
Wow. So basically, as everyone starts in Illinois heading over the river and through the woods to grandma's house, they better gas up in Missouri or Indiana before they go.
As much as you can.
Right. But then how does that then hurt Illinois? In other words, if people are driven to other states to gas up their cars, how might that financially impact the state of Illinois?
Well, it definitely is a revenue drain. And in fact, peer-reviewed research has found that in border counties, these tax effects are the strongest, right? Which makes sense because if you're in a county near the border, it's really easy for you to go to Indiana or Missouri or Wisconsin. And no matter where you go, you're going to pay less not only at the gas station at the pump, but really for everything. You're going to pay less in cigarette taxes. You're going to pay a lower sales tax rate. And so Illinois is literally losing business and driving it to other states by taxing people too much on just about everything, including gasoline.
Wow. Well, happy Thanksgiving. Adam Schuster, Senior Director of Budget and Tax Research at the Illinois Policy Institute. Hey, thanks for joining us this afternoon on the Annie Fry Show.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. You know, I remembered, Ryan, yeah, I've told you before, my family all lives in Southern Illinois. I was born and raised south of Mount Vernon, north of Marion, right there in between, little coal mining town. So we go and visit some of my relatives a couple of weeks ago, And I followed what I call the Norm Stewart rule. Now, Norm Stewart was a basketball coach, University of Missouri, a long time. And when he would play the University of Kansas in basketball, he had a rule that we won't spend $1 in the state of Kansas because it would go, the taxes on that dollar would go to the University of Kansas. That's how much he hated KU. And so when they would travel, they would gas up in Kansas City before they would drive into Lawrence, Kansas, and they would not stay in a hotel in Lawrence, Kansas because of the taxes that would be generated, nor would they eat any food in Kansas. So they would bring everything with them from Missouri. Well, I've adopted it, and I have the Pritzker rule. And so when I go and visit my relatives, we gas up before we go, and if we can't make it, I mean, we'll drive out of our way to get out of Illinois to gas up the car because I don't want that going to Governor Pritzker.
We in Illinois do that too.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, especially if you work over here. But even when I'm even near the border of Missouri, I will make the trip across lines. Like sometimes it depends on the season. If it's way, you know, if it's 25 cents cheaper. In some seasons and others right now, it's way more expensive. So I don't know why, if taxes change or what that is. But even if it's only like 20 cents, I'll make the drive just to stick it to Illinois. But right now, it's actually financially worth it to go across the border and fill up because you're going to save like $7 or $8 depending on how big your car is.
Yeah, I always like it whenever I'm coming back from Illinois. The first thing we see usually when we get back in Missouri is a gas station because they're always right next
right
to
there.
Illinois because they know people are coming over to save 50 cents a gallon. I mean, it makes it worthwhile.
I actually do that kind of on Easter and Christmas, too. I try to fill up on Christmas Eve or the day before Easter so people don't have to work. I don't know if it works, but it's all, when I was a kid, I was like, I'm going to do that, and I've stuck to it.
Sounds like a great idea. You know what sounds like a great idea? Taking a break.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.